This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the 24/7 water supply pilot project in Manimajra, Chandigarh. The minister said that around 1 lakh people of Manimajra will benefit with 24/7 water supply. He said around 75 crore went spent on this project and 4 MGD water tank have been constructed at Manimajra. 12,000 new water connections have been installed. He said that the project is aimed at avoiding wastage of water by minimizing its storage by the public through 24/7 high pressure supply. Union Health Ministry has issued standard operating procedure for transporting human organs through various modes of travel such as air, road, railways and waterways. The SOPs issued by the government will serve as a guiding document for those involved in organs transplants across the country. The Med Center, Itanagar, has predicted that except for West Siang, Shiyomi, Leparada, Kradadi, Tawang, Kamle, Pake Kesang and Lower Subansiri districts, all other districts in the state are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places today. Minister of Education and Allied Pasang Dorji Sona on Friday called on Union Minister of Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in New Delhi. In a social media post, Sona informed that both exchanged ideas on promoting Arunachal Pradesh as a prime tourist destination and discussed on improving tourism infrastructures, celebrating local cultures and heritages, and elevating the overall visitors' experiences. He further said that the sustainable tourism practices that benefits the local communities and preserving natural beauty will remain a top priority. He further said that the state government's collaborative efforts with the central government shall pave way for economic growth, job creation and rich cultural exchange opportunities for the state. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main yesterday informed about the significant investment of 148.91 crores by the central government in Arunachal Pradesh under the Khelo India scheme, marking a transformative step for the sports sector in the state. In a social media post, he said that the completion of multipurpose halls in Tirwin, Basar, Wakro, Roing and Dirang alongside the 21 ongoing infrastructure projects emphasizes the government's commitment to nurture the local talents and provide them world-class facilities. Further, he said that these developments are pivotal in positioning Arunachal as a key player in India's sports landscape. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. The unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11,000 to 13,000 indirect jobs. He added that the chips to be manufactured in this plant will be used in e-vehicle and the communication and network infrastructure. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main in their respective social media posts have informed that the daily flight service from Donipolo Airport, Holongi to Kolkata has now been started by IndiGo Airlines. Meanwhile, the flight service from Itanagar to Guwahati will be resumed soon. The DCM said this connectivity will open up a world of opportunities for business, education and healthcare areas by making journeys smoother and more efficient for all. Further, the terminal building and ATC tower will be completed soon. Director General of Sashastra Seema Bal, Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, has taken over the additional charge of Director General Border Security Force. Earlier, he assumed the charge of DG SSB in January this year. In Paris Olympics 2024 today, India defeated Great Britain by 4-2 in a penalty shootout in the men's hockey quarterfinals. India has reached the semifinals now. In boxing, Indian boxer Lavlina Borgohain lost to China in women's quarterfinals 75kg category. Further in badminton, shuttler Lakshya Sen has lost to world number 2 Victor Axelsen of Denmark in straight games in the semi-final. Sen will take on Malaysia's Lee Zijia for a bronze medal tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.